This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From the Evening Standard newsroom in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Standard.
I think it's important that, you know, if you do have problems like this, that airports and border force in particular have contingency plans in place where they can, if they have to bring in extra staff to make sure that if you do have to go back to manual checks, that the delays are minimised.
There were no happy landings after an IT meltdown, left passport e-gates firmly closed and many thousands of exhausted travellers stranded. Families with small children were among those crammed into corridors or marooned on planes on the runway, awaiting passport manual processing. The tech failure bricked e-gates to blank screens as Border Force officials processed passengers the old-fashioned way. Some complained of waiting for hours without food and water, or even bedding down on terminal floors as onward transport options were either overcrowded or services had finished for the night. The Home Office blamed a vague, wider system network issue, but said the glitch, which appeared to affect all UK airports, was resolved shortly after midnight on Wednesday. It follows a major cyber attack against the Ministry of Defence, targeting payroll records of 270,000 British military personnel. While there's no suggested link between the MOD wages hack and Tuesday's Border Force passport gates meltdown, both episodes shine a light on the fragility of our reliance on digital infrastructure, but it's not the first time for Heathrow, as a look back through the Evening Standard's archive reveals. Last May, we had utter chaos, passport e-gate failure causes massive delays at airports. Before that, in September 2021, it was thousands stuck in huge queues at Heathrow as e-gates fail. For the latest on the travel implications for your summer holiday, we're joined on the line by Sean Tipson, spokesperson for Travel Association APTA. What do we know about the cause behind Tuesday night's technical problems for Border Force?
Well, it's clearly something that Border Force will be looking into, but the reports I've seen this morning are stating that they don't think it was caused by a malicious cyber attack, so it's clearly some kind of IT issue. It's not the first they've had, unfortunately. They're not very common, but they have happened before. But I think the main thing for us, whenever these kind of issues occur, that they do a thorough investigation. If it's something they can prevent happening in future, make sure that they do, because clearly it's not a great end to your holiday, is it, when you arrive back into the UK and find that you expect to get through those queues. And even if they look quite large, you generally get through them pretty quick.
E-gates, remind us how they've become so ubiquitous for passport checks.
E-gates have been around now for well over a decade. And when they first came in, I think people were quite, you know, it was a new thing, weren't sure how to use them. But I think we've got plenty of practice in that, so people know, put your passport in the right way around, that kind of thing. So I travel a lot and I very rarely see people having problems, which I used to see it all the time, including myself, to be fair. So the reason why they were introduced was basically, first of all, to give many more people the opportunity to get through security faster, and also to a certain extent replace people having manual checks, which still do exist. But once, obviously, if there is a problem with the e-gates, then you still do have manual checks. And that's exactly what happened. People were having to go and see a person and they would actually check their passport just in that way. So that's exactly what happened. And I think it's important that, you know, if you do have problems like this, that airports and Border Force in particular have contingency plans in place where they can, if they have to bring in extra staff to make sure that if you do have to go back to manual checks, that the delays are minimised. And I believe that's exactly what happened yesterday.
How does the eGates use feed into the modern travel experience with fewer actual staff around?
Well, if you go back to Theresa May, when she was the Home Secretary, well, it's quite a while ago, isn't it now? She did actually cut border force numbers. And I think they did a great job in the circumstances. But the thing about the eGates, though, it has really proved a great boon to the industry. Because if you look at, you might have 20 or 30 eGates at one of some of the bigger airports. You wouldn't generally have had 20 or 30 booths with people manually checking passports. So it's actually really good. And again, I do travel quite a lot. When I see a big queue, initially think, oh no, it's going to take forever. It very rarely does. Because they tend to move quite quickly. And that's down to the eGates. Now, obviously, not everybody can use them. If you've got very small children, for example, that's, you know, you have to be 12 at least to be able to do so. So families, but they'll then set up special dedicated lanes for families in most cases, which again is a help. So eGates, I think, generally speaking, have been a really good thing for the travel industry. But obviously, but when you have a technical problem, which can happen, then you'll have situations that we saw yesterday. But having said that, they got things back on track pretty quickly in the circumstances. But again, not the best end to your holiday, is it, having to stand in a queue for longer than you should.
So what's the human fallback when all the digital infrastructure locks up and fails like this?
I think, to be fair, mostly they run smoothly. It's just when they don't, as happened yesterday, then clearly it's going to get a lot of media attention, and rightly so. But then you do need to make sure that if things do go down, that you do have people there. You can go back to the old way of doing things, which is to manually check your passports. But what we're going to see, though, later on this year, the date's still a bit indeterminate, is they're going to be introducing a thing called the electronic entry system for all countries in the EU, which is another Brexit benefit, which means that you will have, initially, you will have your fingerprints taken digitally. And I think we're going to see, again, longer queues on arrival. So just bear that in mind if you're traveling out. When this comes in, it's going to take a little bit longer. But in the future, though, that's actually a beneficial thing, because once that data is stored on your passport, you won't physically have to have your passport stamped, which is what has been the case since we Brexited, which is initially it's like going back to the 1980s, isn't it? Having your passport stamped every time you go to Spain. But, you know, as I said, moving forward, even though initially it's going to cause longer queues, it will. It's actually going to be a really good thing, because you won't have to have it physically stamped anymore.
Let's go to the ads coming up. Tips to beat the bureaucracy so your summer holiday runs more smoothly. Why not hit follow in the meantime and give us a rating?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, and we're back with Sean Tipton, spokesperson for the Travel Association, ABTA. What are some of the other travel pitfalls to be wary of as the summer holidays approach?
The main thing that we're still seeing is another issue relating to Brexit once more. It's about passport validity. There are still people, and I think it's going to happen, who perhaps haven't travelled for quite some time, are not aware that the rules have changed to a certain extent. And the rule is this. If you renewed your passport early, more than 5 years ago, and that actually was advice we used to give to people, you don't have to wait for it to run out, because they'll just add on the unused portion of your old passport onto your new one, which means you could potentially have a passport that would have been valid for up to 10 years and up to 9 months, because that's the most they would add on. The thing is now, if you get to the stage where you're traveling on your passport and it's over the 10 years, you won't get into the EU anymore. Can't do that. So check your passport if you renewed it early, okay? And if you are into that extra up to 9 months period, don't use that passport to travel to the EU. Get a new one. So that's an issue I think we're going to see. And also the other side of this as well, you need at least 3 months unused validity on your passport as well. So just check your passport. So if it's coming up for renewal or you renewed it early, have a look at it. And if you're a bit confused about what I just said, that we've got it all on our website, absa.com, which sets it up very clearly, everything you need to know. So I think that's going to be a problem. I've seen people turned away because of those issues. And I saw a family when I went to Spain earlier on this year. The mother was traveling on a passport. I don't know, it was probably like 10 years and 4 months, and she was into the 4 months. And put it this way, none of that family got on the flight. So that was an awful, and it's also not insurable. So just check your passport carefully.
And the cons and scams, how can we avoid getting ripped off with cheap deals that aren't anything of the sort?
Especially when business is really busy, which it is this year. I mean, a lot of people might be the first time they've been away since the pandemic for some people. So business is absolutely booming. It really is. And because of that, it's not that cheap. I mean, it's classic supply and demand in the travel industry. Demand is really high. Prices will go up, particularly in the summer. So that's the busiest time of year. So fraudsters are very aware of this, and they know that people will be looking for good deals. And it's almost exclusively online, but we're seeing it more on social media as well, where they'll put out really good looking deals. So be wary of that. I mean, it's the old cliche, if it looks too good to be true, well, it probably isn't. Yeah. So be careful about that. And also, just in a very nice traditional way, look for a company that's a member of APTA. Look for a company that's got an ATOL license. They're there for a reason. It's because we're very careful about who we let into APTA membership. We also have a code of conduct which governs how they treat their customers. Yeah. Which means they'll treat you well, bluntly. And also, we both operate financial protection schemes if the worst comes to the worst and the company goes out of business, which luckily doesn't happen very often, but it can happen every now and again. I think it's less likely to happen now because business is so good. So companies will be making decent profits, so they're less likely to fail, aren't they? But definitely fraud. Be careful about that. And once more, we've got advice on our website, which sets out exactly kind of warning signs and what you can do to protect yourself. And we've worked very closely with City of London Police.
There's much more news and features in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. We're back on Thursday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.